The new 13th Congressional District is among those crafted by Illinois Democrats, so the six-term GOP incumbent, Tim Johnson, would be vulnerable. It contains Champaign-Urbana, Bloomington-Normal, Decatur, and Springfield, and trades away Republican strongholds in the northern part of the old 15th District in exchange for Democratically-leaning Madison County and Metro East. One of the candidates is Matt Getten.
I've been a prosecutor for the last 8 years, last seven as the Greene County State's Attorney. I'm a veteran of Afghanistan. I've been in the Illinois Army National Guard for 13 years, and more recently I've transferred to the Air National Guard. I've been a small business owner. I have been an educator. I was a high school teacher for a short time.
Getten's opponent is David Gill, the Bloomington emergency room physician who's taking his fourth crack at unseating Johnson. Gill says he has a solid shot this time because the district looks so different.
If the map hadn't changed, if it was still Illinois 15, I don't know that I was going to keep beating my head against the wall. God bless Ford County and Douglas County and Iroquois County, but there's places there where God, with a D after his name, couldn't beat Satan with an R after his name.
Those areas aren't a factor anymore, but included in the new 13th are predominantly rural areas in other traditionally leaning Republican counties, Greene, Jersey, and Macoupin. Gill says he's confident he can perform well there.
I've lived in rural areas in the past, and a lot of that is farming country, rural country. There's a way of life there that I think is very similar to what they have in Carrollton and Jerseyville and Carlinville. And, you know, I feel very comfortable in those environments as I've been traveling these last 7 months.
Despite that presence, Gill's name is recognized primarily in parts of the old 15th District, Champaign, Bloomington, and Clinton. Getten's the son of Greene County's former state's attorney, and his brother holds the same office in a neighboring county. The Getten family is well connected in the Democratic Party, and that connection helped lead to an unprecedented endorsement from Illinois senior U.S. Senator Dick Durbin.
The part of the district that he's from traditionally would lean Republican, but he's going to do well there. And I thought that may give him a slight advantage when it comes in to the overall congressional district.
We're disappointed to see Senator Durbin endorsing Matt Getten.
Mike Richards is a Gill campaign spokesman.
But we're confident that David is going to win this primary because he's the only candidate who's been standing up for women's rights. He's been endorsed by the National Now, and he's the only candidate who's 100% pro-choice.
It's clear that Gill is highlighting Getten's Catholic faith as a wedge between the two candidates who, even as Getten acknowledges, take very similar stances on many major issues. Name recognition and political experience might be the key factor in this race, according to Illinois State University political scientist Eric Rankin, himself a Democrat and a member of the McLean County Board. Rankin notes the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is backing Getten, and he says it's likely because Gill has already taken his three strikes at getting to Washington.
The DCCC and other than the National Party has just really got to the point where they're looking at this race and going, we're going to put our eggs in the basket of the unknown rather than what we already know and what we assume to be the eventual loser.
Nevertheless, Gill says he's buoyed by strong grassroots support. He says Macon County Republicans took the unusual step of voting on endorsement right after a joint appearance by each candidate, and he says the result was 50 Gill votes and none for Getten. On defense issues, both say the military budget should be open for cuts, though Getten says he agrees with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta that current proposed cuts aren't sustainable.
We can shrink the military, but I don't know that we can do that without sacrificing our ability to do what we've been trying to do for the past 10 years, which is wage wars in two theaters of operation.
Both Gill and Getten fervently attack GOP incumbent Tim Johnson. Getten says voters clearly want a change, and Gill says Johnson lacks principle and cites Johnson's reversal on term limits and his change of heart away from supporting the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Johnson faces what appears to be token opposition in the primary, but could very well have the political fight of his life on his hands in November. I'm Willis Kern.